Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Are we about to see a July surprise? What is a July surprise? What would that look like? July 11th might go down as one of the most important days in American history. Write it down. Circle it. July 11th is coming up. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. We also address boomers. To be very clear, there are some wonderful baby boomers in our audience, so I'm not saying all baby boomers, but Joe Biden might stay in the race because boomers might bail him out. Subscribe to our podcast, open up your podcast application, and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And as always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. It is day two of our book launch week. You guys can get the book at 45books.com. That is Right Wing Revolution: How to Beat the Woke and Save the West. It is selling very, very well. We're going to get into details of that. In fact, we have the book publisher, Mr. Sergio, coming on the show. But first, are we going to see a July surprise? Are we going to see a sudden change in the presidential race? Now, we have resisted these stories for a couple months. Oh, they're going to pull Biden. Oh, they're going to pull Biden. Oh, they're going to pull Biden. Because it just didn't look as if those pieces were together yet. But two things happened yesterday. Two important things. The first of which happened in the state of Iowa. The great state of Iowa. The Hawkeye state. Now, in polling, there are good polls, there are great polls, and then there are A-plus polls. There are polls that are sterling in their predictive ability. Iowa has the Des Moines Register poll. This is considered to be a sterling poll. This poll is accurate within a point or two in the Iowa caucus. It is the best. Its track record is remarkable. The headline is actually not even as accurate as the essence of the article. The headline is, Iowa poll finds Trump leads Biden by double digits among likely Iowa voters. But it's even worse for Democrats than that. It shows that it's not double digits. It's nearly 20 points. To give you an idea, Donald Trump won Iowa in 2020 by 8 points. And that shows that Donald Trump is outperforming his 2020 number by 10 points in the Hawkeye state. To put this in perspective, Barack Obama won Iowa when he ran for president. This used to be a battleground state. The thing that matters is this. This poll is traditionally very accurate. It is a gold standard poll. It is 10 out of 10. And if Trump is actually up 18 points in Iowa, there's no way that he's down in Wisconsin. And if you win Wisconsin and you win Arizona and you win Georgia, Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. If he is up 18 in Iowa, he is dead even in Minnesota. If he is really up 18 in Iowa, that means that he is doing amazingly well in Pennsylvania. This poll has the Democrat leaders and oligarchs very worried. Yesterday, sudden chatter emerged, and it happened almost simultaneously. This Iowa poll was released, and it seems as if we are getting ready for a July surprise. Now, everyone is used to October surprise. Remember the Access Hollywood tape back in 2016? But this year, we might see everything a lot earlier. There are two huge swerves that have the potential to totally throw the 2024 election into chaos. Donald Trump up 18 in Iowa. The Democrats are not going to surrender the presidency of the United States, especially given the mandate that we have to reform the administrative state, to crush the deep state. They know that if they lose the presidency, we might actually be able to re-center the country. We might, dare I say, do a right-wing revolution. They're not going to surrender this easily. So there are two things remaining that very well might happen. One will happen in July. That could be the July surprise instead of the October surprise. Again, I'm not big at looking at poll after poll, but when I see a Des Moines Register poll, this is as good as it gets. It's the gold standard. And Democrats agree. There is no spin. There is no BS. It is full freakout mode. So there are two things that very well might happen in July, and we must be ready. Number one, July 11th. Mark your calendars. Say your prayers. July 11th will be one of the most consequential days in modern American history. On July 11th, our presumptive nominee, and not yet our nominee, because remember, the convention is a week after, and a former president of the United States will stand in a courtroom and be sentenced to something. Judge Mershon has full authority to do the following. Judge Mershon has the ability to say, Mr. Trump, you are to go to Rikers Island right now. He could sentence him to jail right then and right there and say, 34 count felony. He might want to make Donald Trump roommates with Steve Bannon in Rikers Island. Our candidate and the former president could be sent to jail on July 11th. Now, people say, oh, that's unlikely because he's a first time offender, former president. None of the rules apply any longer. The rules of politics are all out the window. You have Donald Trump up 18 points in Iowa with a gold standard poll. And you guys know I don't like looking at polls very much. We cover like one out of 100 polls. This is a gold standard poll. This means that Donald Trump is going to defeat Joe Biden at the current trajectory. If this poll is true, and we're ballot chasing, we're doing all this stuff, this is now a bare knuckle brawl. And you think the Obamas and the Pelosis and the Schumers, they're just going to say, well, here's the presidency, Mr. Trump. Be our guest. You think they're going to surrender it? No, Judge Mershon is getting lobbied quietly and publicly. The lawfare is coming to a crescendo on July 11th. And Judge Mershon could say 4 years in prison, or even worse, if he tries to be some sort of moderate, imagine this scenario. If Judge Mershon says, in mid-November, you have to report to prison for a year. Imagine he creates a talking point of, well, can Donald Trump actually serve as president? The answer is yes. You can run from prison. You can serve from prison. This is a bare knuckle brawl. Democrats are the political equivalent of the Bloods or the Crips in prison, sticking a shiv into the side of their target. Trump is their target. You are the target. I am their target. Our movement is the target. Here's a CNN clip of Aaron Burnett gloating, celebrating quietly, that Steve Bannon had his request to Club Fed denied. Understand, what is Steve Bannon's crime? A misdemeanor for contempt of Congress that Eric Holder and Merrick Garland were never held accountable for? No, they're trying to kill Steve Bannon. And we are honored to follow him every day on Real America's Voice. Listen carefully, everybody. He won't talk about this in his show because he doesn't talk about this stuff. So I'm going to talk about it. They're trying to kill Steve Bannon. They're trying to murder him. This is revenge for the 2016 campaign. Assassination has been a political weapon for centuries. This is CNN telling you that Steve Bannon is now going to have to serve time potentially in Danbury, Connecticut, where there are violent offenders. And she makes a point to mention it. She even makes a point to mention that they're not in cells or cages. It's an open air prison. She knows what she's saying. She's dog whistling to the CNN audience. Hey, guys, Steve Bannon might be dead by November. And I know that might sound cruel. That's how these people operate. They want us dead. I know it from the death threats against me and my family every single day. And they want Donald Trump to serve alongside of him. Play cut 60.
Breaking news, Steve Bannon denied his request for the so-called Club Fed when he's forced to report to prison. Sources telling CNN that the longtime Trump ally will not get a cushy prison assignment, but is likely to serve time in a Connecticut prison where he could be placed with violent criminals and sex offenders, a prison that does not have individual cells, but rather an open pod layout for inmates. And CNN is learning tonight that there is also a chance Bannon could be sent to New York City's infamous Rikers Island.
That's weird reporting. Why do you report that it's near violent criminals and sex offenders and an open air prison? Oh, because you're hoping that that Steve Bannon gets murdered or raped. That's why, Aaron Burnett, because you are a sick, perverted person. That's why. That's what we're up against. They want us dead. America is facing real danger. The kind of danger only real Americans are ready for. What makes a real American a defender of truth? A freedom fighter. Someone who knows what's coming and knows that the government will not help. Real Americans prepare with My Patriot Supply. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of Americans gear up for emergencies. Today, their popular 4-week emergency food kit can't stay out of customers' carts. Get yours right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Order as many kits as you need and save $50 on each one, free shipping included. Stock up on those essential food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, over 2,000 calories a day, you are 9 meals away from anarchy, and so make sure that you guys can feed your family in a time of need at MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new bill has been introduced in Congress that, if passed, would strip Secret Service protection for convicted felons sentenced to prison. Congressman Benny Thompson proposed that legislation on Friday. It would address the very specific scenario of a Secret Service protectee having to serve time in jail. The proposal is a not-so-subtle dig at Donald Trump.
You hear that, everybody? They want to strip Secret Service protection of Donald Trump in case he has to go to prison. Imagine that. The July surprise. Of course, Biden is polling badly. So what if we're on the brink of a July surprise? What does that mean? What if the surprise is that Joe Biden isn't the candidate? Are they going to pull Joe Biden? Latest poll shows him down 18 in Iowa. Well, let's go to this article here. Daily Mail by Charlie Spearing. Secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed. How Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president and when they do it. Nearly every time Joe Biden appears in public, he fuels the chatter. Will the aging Joe Biden bow out of the 2024 race? Will he be forced to step aside? According to this article, the crime families of the Democrat Party, the oligarchs, the five families, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Pelosis, the Schumers, they're starting to get together. A Democrat strategist told the Daily Mail, the only people who could force him out could be Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. It would have to be the four of them collectively. And the process would be very, very high risk. One consultant theatrically described the difficulty level of replacing their candidate as similar in trying to turn that doomed container ship that careened into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore in May. That sad story ended in total collapse and in 6 deaths. Political columnist Joe Klein theorized in a recent newsletter that if Biden were to stand down, a vigorous young candidate, don't ask me who, could win over the country with a single convention speech in August. Now, I just want to say, I think they have a Kamala Harris problem. If they pull Joe Biden, it will look very, very bad for them. It'll be complete chaos. But remaining with Joe Biden is increasingly bad for them. Secondly, they have this whole Kamala Harris problem. I think they might use Pete Buttigieg. Keep your eye on that. They've been elevating Pete Buttigieg for quite some time. In Klein's scenario, the Democrat Party savior would deliver an Obama-esque inspirational speech akin to Obama's 2004 Democrat convention address. Let me pause. I don't think the American people would buy that. People are suffering too much. I think that this could actually hurt the Democrat Party even more so. Because this has been so trial ballooned out, people are waiting for Biden to be pulled. It wouldn't be like this great surprise. One consultant described, if this were to actually happen, both Barack and Michelle Obama appear to have intentionally kept their distance from the Biden White House, knowing that their public appearances trigger nostalgia for days when voters liked their nominees. The article continues, and it's very well sourced with Democrat strategists. Maybe Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. They're about to change this entire race. This whole race is about to change. It's very clear. Donald Trump might be just in a prison cell from July, August, September, October. We need a VP selection before July 11th. We need a VP selection before July 11th. It is critical. And we believe that to be J.D. Vance. We absolutely need the number two named so that we can campaign and rally on Trump's behalf. That will also ensure that if they throw Donald Trump in Rikers Island, which is totally conceivable, you understand Judge Mershon has the power to say to Trump, 30 years in prison, little less than a year per every felony. They hate him so much. These are people that actually believe he is the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. And Mershon would be a hero in left-wing circles. The race as we see it now is not the race as it's going to be in August. Something is going to change. Either pulling Biden, prison time for Trump, and mark your calendar. That is the day that will determine a lot of this. July 11th. Because they know that they're running the country is deeply unpopular with the American people. What does that look like and how does this play out? It is a mystery. But we're about to enter uncharted territory. We are almost beating them by too many points in the polls. It is too big of a margin. It is too big of a lead. You're about to see some desperate civilizational ending activity from the Democrat mob family.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. A movement to change how we elect our president is growing, led by radical left-wing activists who don't think their side should ever have to lose the presidency again. It seeks to do away with the Electoral College as devised by the framers of our Constitution. Today, 18 states have signed on to overhaul how presidents are elected. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College are conducting a national survey on presidential selection. Hearing directly from informed patriots like you is critical. So please take their national survey on presidential selection today at charlieforhillsdale.com. I'm a huge fan of Hillsdale College. Their students are at the top, and they're receiving the best educational available today. It's America's greatest college, period. Hillsdale's educational outreach program on behalf of Liberty are just tremendous. I've taken so many of their online courses. I plan to complete them all. Now you can help Hillsdale understand the views of mainstream Americans on the critical issue of presidential selection, which will help Hillsdale in its future work defending Liberty. Visit charlieforhillsdale.com to start your national survey on presidential selection, charlieforhillsdale.com.
So there's something afoot here that is going to change this race, and we very well might be up against a July surprise. However, there is one group that very well might bail out Joe Biden. There is a little bit of a lifeline for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden very well might stay in the race, and they might lock Donald Trump up in prison. Donald Trump is doing better, much better, with younger voters. There is a right-wing revolution happening with younger voters. Donald Trump is doing much better with black voters. He is doing much better with Hispanic voters. He is doing much better with working-class voters. But there is one demographic where Trump is doing far worse, and Joe Biden is surging, and that is baby boomer older voters. Now, before I get the angry emails, because this is a topic where I'll receive the most hate, the most nastiness, the most I hope you die, I'm not talking about many of you in the audience who are baby boomers. But the data is the data, and it is true. We see it on the ground. We see it in our conversations that Joe Biden's core constituency are baby boomers. Let me read this article from the Wall Street Journal, and it is backed poll. There are hundreds of polls that show it. Conversation after conversation, it shows that if you are in your 70s or 80s, you are more likely to think Joe Biden is a terrific president and doing a great job. Let me read this article. Senior citizens, long a reliable voting bloc for Republicans, are showing signs of turning into an election year swing group, potentially giving Joe Biden an unlikely boost in his tough rematch against Donald Trump. Americans 65 and older turn out at significantly higher rates than younger voters do, giving them outsized clout as they choose this year between Democrat Joe Biden, 81, and Republican Donald Trump, 78, who turned on his birthday on Friday. Their contest looks tight in the bellwether Door County, Wisconsin, where retirees have flocked to this peninsula during the past decade, accelerated by the pandemic. Sherry Mulcher, 74, wasn't politically active for most of her life, focused on raising her kids and her career as an educator. But now in retirement, she and her friends are working to deliver their Wisconsin community for Joe Biden. They are worried about the consequences if the president fails to win re-election. Judy Broad, says she's 78, says, democracy. We're scared to death we're going to lose it. Who co-chairs with her husband, Mike Broad, Indivisible Door County, a grassroots group supporting progressive candidates. Quote, it's not because of us, but it's for our children and grandchildren. Mulcher says she's totally obsessed with the election, but sometimes she feels like she's spinning my wheels and I'm doing a lot, but I feel like nothing I'm doing changed anything. Good. I hope you give up. 78, don't have a lot of energy, it seems. I hope you give up. She did, however, become more hopeful after local Democrat activists helped elect a local judge this spring. Boyd Stewart says the economy was stronger during Trump, but wishes Republican had more options. Misses the days of cheaper gas price. And he says, I don't love Trump, but on the other hand, we really do not have a choice, signaling towards Joe Biden. Biden has notched 48% of seniors in the Wall Street Journal poll, a number that puts him in line and even higher than past performances. The polls have shown that Trump gets 46% of that age group, down from 51% in 2020. Every single age group is trending towards Trump, except baby boomer senior citizen voters. I'm going to tell you why that is in a second. By the way, no Democrat has won the older vote since Al Gore, and no Republican has won the youth vote since 1988. And I will say the constituency that I am responsible for trying to communicate to is going dramatically right wing. Why are baby boomers so pro Joe Biden? I have a theory, and it will get me a lot of hate. So please tell me about that at freedom@charliekirk.com, because I couldn't care less. It's hard to compare changes in voting habits among age groups over time, but there are different voters in groups in each election. I do think one hypothesis for why older voters look more likely to support Joe Biden may be that they're less concerned about Joe Biden's age. That's true. If you're 85 and you have dementia, maybe you want another guy to continue to be president as having dementia. Door County has sided with the winner of each presidential election since 1996. Making older voters a decisive group. Mukto's husband offers a window into Biden's pathway with seniors. A supporter of Republican candidates for most of his life, the retired division manager for a paper company in the Fox Cities of Wisconsin frequently canceled out his wife's votes for Democrats. But Keith Mulcher, who's also 74, was driven away by Trump's rhetoric and values and decided to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Biden in 2020. It's gotten to the point where you wonder, there are things that are said and done on a national basis. Put people in jail, he said, referring to Trump's locker up mantra against his 2016 opponent. This guy's unbelievable. The kind of things that just ought to take everybody back. Wait a minute, this can't be right. Let's take a pause here. The Mulchers seem like nice enough people. They're not patriotic at all. They're worried about their kids and grandkids. You want to hand another 4 years to this regime that is keeping the border open when we have 3 million people coming across the southern border, where you have wars with Ukraine and Russia, hundreds of billions of dollars going overseas? Let me tell you, and again, there are wonderful baby boomers out there in the audience that are very supportive of Donald Trump, but the data is the data. I don't make it up. This is empirically happening. And by the way, without a doubt, when I am walking the streets or when I'm talking to neighbors, the people who hate Trump the most in my neighborhood are the senior citizens. They hate Trump. The people who love Trump the most are the younger folks, especially in the 20s or 30s. And I'm not talking the vast majority of you. You guys get it. But I got to tell the truth here, and we have to address it. I think there are two reasons. Number one, older voters watch TV all day long. I'm sorry. They watch way more television than younger voters. Younger voters watch Netflix. They'll watch Hulu, podcasting. And honestly, older voters use CNN, MSNBC as kind of like white noise. It's kind of like white noise in the background, and it kind of helps you go to sleep, and they watch it all day long. That sort of CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC is incredibly anti-Trump. So I think that's number one. And they trust the media. Baby boomers in general, they trust the media. They got vaccinated in huge numbers. They're very, very pro-CDC, very, very pro-FBI, very, very pro-DOJ, because it goes to my second contention. Baby boomers, God bless them, and I talk about this in the book, Right Wing Revolution, they believe in a country that no longer exists. There is a mass delusion occurring for some baby boomer voters. They trust the government. They think that, oh, this is all just a bunch of hysteria. They think that Donald Trump deserves to go to prison. They think that if you dare question the vaccine, you're a conspiracy theorist. They think that the young guns, I get this criticism all the time from baby boomers. Oh, Turning Point is too loud. Turning Point is too aggressive. We have to just get, Charlie, the country is still the greatest country ever. We're still a free society. We're still amazing. And we just need, we need a Joe Biden steady hand at the wheel, is what they say. And you might laugh when I'm saying this. This is, Joe Biden is winning the senior vote. This could put Florida in play, which I don't think we're going to lose Florida, but it could put in play. This could put Arizona in play with a lot of senior citizen voters. And we'll have to try to offset that with low propensity younger voters, blacks and Hispanics. This is a complete inversion because, let's be honest, if you own a home in this audience, you have gotten richer in the last 4 years. Your asset prices have gone up. If you own stocks, you have gotten richer in the last 4 years. If you own assets, you've gotten richer. The generation I represent, millennial slash Gen Z, I'm right on the edge, they own nothing and they are not happy. They don't have the things that maybe that many baby boomers have. And it's nothing against baby boomers. It's just baby boomers are saying, well, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that things are so bad? My house was worth $600,000. Now it's worth $1 million. By the way, you know that's a new trend? It's called boomer flipping. Boomers that are selling their homes to Gen Z and millennials for 30% more than it was worth 4 years ago. And then they go and get a luxury apartment. And they basically say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My stocks are worth more. My houses are worth more. And remember, the vast majority of senior citizens and baby boomers were perfectly fine with lockdowns. And if you say you weren't fine with it, you're probably lying, because 90% of baby boomers were cool with lockdowns and making their kids suffer and their grandkids suffer so that they could get an extra 5 years on the golf course. The lockdowns were upside down child sacrifice. It was. Let's sacrifice the young so that we can have an extra 5 or 10 years. That same mentality is now, well, why do we care if a 25-year-old owns a home? I don't care about them because my asset is worth a lot more. Again, there are so many great baby boomers out there. My parents are baby boomers. They're amazing people. But generationally, this is a fire alarm. Joe Biden might remain in the race because he thinks he can run up the score on the senior vote. You're going to laugh when I say this. Jill Biden is coming to Arizona. And do you know what she's doing? She's campaigning at the pickleball court and doing bingo night. And that's where she draws the biggest crowds. Seniors love Joe Biden. They come out in huge numbers. Pickleball, bingo. They are doing boomer bingo nights, and they're drawing bigger crowds than if Joe Biden comes on college campuses. You are living through a political transformation. We are losing the pickleball vote, but we are winning the frat boy vote. We are winning the Rogan vote, but we're losing the bingo night vote. And this is not something to discard. Older voters vote in such high numbers, huge numbers, that if Joe Biden wins the senior vote, this thing could be way, way closer than people realize. I don't make this up. This is the data. I hope we can fix it. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. This is Ivy says, Charlie, your bitterness against boomers is shocking to me. Again, people, you don't listen, Ivy. I said that many of you are not included in this. Do you notice that when people insult millennials, I don't get defensive? Or when people insult Gen Z, I don't get defensive? But boomers are always so defensive when you dare read data. They say, I don't believe your statistic that boomers are going for Biden. Well, it's true. It's happened. By the way, we knock on hundreds of thousands of doors at Turning Point. By far, the most pro-Biden doors are the older ones. By the way, they still could go for Trump. It's not too late to fix it. I will say there are a fair amount of positive emails coming in too. I want to read this one from Chicago. Dear Charlie, I'm a boomer. You're 100% correct. We boomers are the most selfish generation in history. I apologize on behalf of my generation, generational theft. And look, again, I don't, this very well might be the lane of how Joe Biden wins another term. And the mindset of many senior citizens. And again, I've said this many times, you guys are great, but it doesn't matter how many times I qualify it. People still wish me death. It's just, you can't. Insulting boomers is, you get more hate mail for insulting boomers than insulting Christianity. It's a real thing. Our boomers in this audience are amazing. However, the majority, according to this Wall Street Journal poll, and there's been over 100 polls that show this, are not. The New York Times Siena poll, the Rasmussen poll, which is a right-wing poll. And you know who else agrees with me? From AMAC. We had Rebecca on. And she does nothing but reaching out to senior citizens. She says, we have a huge senior citizen problem. Okay, Sergio Gore is on the program. He's the publisher of the book Right Wing Revolution. And just to be clear, everybody, there are so many amazing baby boomers in the audience. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the majority of the generation. We talk about this in the book, too.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. It's doing very well, right?
It is. It is. People are getting it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, our website, 45books.com. And I was hoping to ask you actually a few questions about this. I know you've been doing nonstop interviews all day.
I think I'm at 25 books.
That's
25
amazing.
Interviews.
How many more to go?
We have another 10 today. We're going on the Excellent. Great one, Mark Levin's radio show
Number
tonight.
Number one radio.
And we also have, boy, tons of media. I can't even keep track of it. So
it's incredible.
We're doing 100 media hits this week.
And you already did a book signing in Detroit?
Big time.
I think we had to cut off the line.
Yeah, I know. It was too popular.
There's so many people coming to get it. So, no, it's an incredible book. How'd you come up with the title?
Well, you know, at first we were going to do How to Beat the Woke.
That's right.
Right? And I said, it's not punchy enough. And out of nowhere, I was talking with Andrew. I said, boy, I really feel like there's a right-wing revolution growing in the country. I was like, that's a great title. And I just kind of put it on. And I feel as if there is this Western right-wing revolution that is happening, and we need a counter-revolution to the revolution that we are 100%. Experiencing. And I think Donald Trump has really inspired that in a lot of people. It's a course correction. It is a re-centering of the country, and it needs to be bottom-up, not top-down. And so this country, this book talks about the micro and the macro together. And yeah, if you want a signed copy, by the way, we have signed copies at 45books.com.
And we're actually sold out of those, but I'm going to have you sign some more today.
Oh, I got to go sign. So I also have a live signing
today. You got a live signing
Sergio
today.
Is working me harder than Andrew and Mikey combined.
So that's a compliment. Thank you.
I love it. So, I love working. Working is what makes life
beautiful. In your last book, The College Scam, you wrote about how kids get indoctrinated when they go to school. I think it goes along. It dovetails nicely into this book that we need to counter what is happening on college campuses. You visited thousands of campuses.
Not thousands, hundreds.
Hundreds, thousands of times.
Oh, yeah, that's
I would say, right?
Yeah.
What's the craziest story you've seen? I mean, we see some of the clips. Is there ever a clip you can't publish that is so obscene?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you two. I'll say number one was not on a college campus, but when they ran me out of the restaurant, Candace and I out of the restaurant, Antifa, 50 of them, that was really something. And then at UC Irvine, there was a time when they broke into the building, the Antifa folks with weapons, and they started banging on the door that I was into. So they had me in like this confined, and right. Dan and the security team do a great job, and they were pounding on the door. They did not even know that I was in the door, and who knows what would have happened. I'm sorry, it's UC Davis, not UC Irvine. Thank you, Andrew. UC Davis. So look, I mean, being on a college campus is not safe, but we don't demand necessary safe spaces. Or University of New Mexico. That one is wild, where there were people out there being violent against our attendees. I go out to kind of this porch area, and I wave at them, go back inside, and the police say, we're going to have to arrest you for incitement. Not the people that are doing That's the amazing. Violence, but invite you for incitement. So let's just, the book is going really well. It's 45books.com. We have a ton of people on the live stream, and this will also air on the podcast right now. And so, Sergio, just tell us, this is, you're the president's publisher, so we're honored to be the president's winning team publishing.
He's our number one author. And in fact, this has not been announced publicly yet, but we're working on his third book.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that breaking news? We've got to talk right in the
moment. That has not been announced yet. Yes, we are working on the president's third book, and we're very proud about that. The demand for the president around this country, I mean, you saw it. Your place sold out. Your event sold out. the amount of requests that he gets, whether it's interviews, whether it's events, whether it's speaking appearances. People long to go back to those 4 years. And I think you've been a vital part in highlighting how America has broken apart and how we need to get back there.
Well, and I'm afraid that the country won't survive. And so the idea of the Right Wing Revolution book, and again, it has a ton of stories I've never told publicly, life advice. We talk about, you know, people ask me, Sergio, people say, Charlie, how do you do the schedule? How do you keep it up? We talk about how I do it, how I regiment my life, and how you need to have a revolutionary spirit in your own life, from keeping yourself physically fit, from what you eat, from drinking, and all that sort of stuff. So, but the idea of the Right Wing Revolution is that we must also talk about what we're for. There's so much data in this book.
A ton.
And the footnotes alone are just remarkable. I mean,
well, and that's the thing. That's what you have to understand is, if you didn't have footnotes, you know, you have these liberal fact checkers that go out there. So you have almost 400 footnotes. Everything's cited. Everything's checked.
We made a point of that.
Everything is verified. Correct. We go out of our way to make sure that everything is highlighted.
Let me see how many pages of footnotes. This is 30 pages of footnotes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's unheard of.
Most books that you pick up today will not have any footnotes.
No, and so, and by the way, also very specific what President Trump can do. Revive Executive Order 13950. If you don't know what that is, well, you got to do it. So you got to check it out. Defund the NGOs and the DEI racket. We get really into the details of how we solve these problems, and it's also really grassroots 101.
Why do you think the word revolution has become so scary to some people? I mean, the left openly calls for revolution and people applaud them. With us,
Bernie Sanders called his whole campaign Our Revolution.
Right.
It was his mantra, Our Revolution. Well, I think that on the right, we're afraid of that word because we think of the French Revolution and we think of the Chinese Revolution or the Russian Revolution. But why don't we think about the American Revolution?
Yeah.
I mean, they're and to be perfectly clear, it actually is a counter-revolution to the Marxist woke takeover of our institutions.
Absolutely.
And so we talk about that in ways I've never really spoken about before. We detail the threat, and it's also a call to action. This is not a call to reading. It is a call to action, and people can find it at 45books.com. I'm talking about if they go there instead of Amazon, Amazon doesn't get a cut.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, if you go there, you're supporting a conservative publishing house. It benefits all our authors in a better way. We are on Amazon. We are on Barnes & Noble. But you can also check out some of our other books. We have Peter Navarro's book coming out next month. So we do publish individuals that the left, even the mainstream, tends to avoid.
Well, God bless everybody, and 45books.com.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.